Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Actually, I am doing pretty wonderfully. I had a wonderful birthday week, and I had visitors, and I had fun, and enjoyed it. And so tonight, I'm coming in for a soft landing. And, I saw your post today on Facebook, and I'm very concerned. I don't know anyone that's signed on or listening. This incredible, crazy, monstrous fire is going on in California right now. And Jacqueline personally has friends and family in that area. So I wanted to request that whether you pray, you meditate, you send love and light, you send Reiki energy, please send something to these people. Jacqueline, describe to them a little bit what's going on.
The media really is not opening up about how dramatic this is. You have to consider this fire is about right now 150 square feet in its radius. Okay, I mean 150
square miles.
Square miles in, miles in its radius. For my Florida friends, that's like Vero Beach to Miami being covered with fire, okay? Think about, anywhere that you would drive about two and a half hours to, and think of that in a circle, and that's how large this is. This is a really beautiful area of California that, the media says, okay, it's this and this, but the population there, right now, there's probably 500,000 people that are homeless, literally, because of this fire. My sister sits on the edge of this fire right now, so please say some prayers. She's very close to it. They haven't been evacuated, but at any moment or any given point in time, if this fire starts moving and the wind changes, they could be immediately evacuated. It's pretty devastating of a situation because a lot of this is fueled by the natural terrain there, and there's a lot of it. It's heading towards another city called Red Bluff. It's already into Redding, California, which has a population of about 100,000 that have been evacuated, and it's burned portions of it already. They're trying to hold it off. On the other side, it's heading towards another town called Red Bluff, which probably has about 120,000 people in it. That does not count all the cities, the small towns in between, and all the people that live out there on those mountainsides. So it has a lot of fuel because of the natural terrain, having Mount Shasta and Lassen Volcano and all these mountainsides there. It has a lot of fuel. Most importantly, say a prayer for these firefighters. It's amazing what they have done already and the efforts that are being put into this, but this is taking out literally the middle of Northern California and literally changing the sculpture of it. So all prayers for every animal and everything in that area to hopefully come out safe or come out with some kind of transformation that is for the best is really needed for this area.
Absolutely.
So that's what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's scary. I mean, you first started telling me, I'm like, the tears in my eyes, my heart, oh my God, so scary. Fire moves so fast. It's so quick. Yeah, for sure.
They're very organic.
But anyway, I just,
and this one is so uniquely different. And again here, the way it's growing, it's ch- changing its predictions all the time. And so here again, it's unfortunate, and this was definitely, you know, it's interesting how Mercury retrogrades work. It didn't start under Mercury retrograde, but it blew up on a Mercury retrograde. So here
right.
again, from something of an innocent accident to this large of a catastrophe is pretty amazing.
Well, I've been seeing for this past year with Uranus moving out of Aries and going into Taurus that we were looking at some land changes, and that fire energy, Uranus is going to be retrograding too into Aries. So, so again, for us to have a repeat fire incident in that part of the globe is not astrologically a surprise, but it still is absolutely devastating. And the way I look at it, the power of prayer is unparalleled by any force. And so we're just going to reach out tonight, and we're going to try and have a nice show and thank all of you that are listening and have called in. And please, at the end of your day, when we get done with the show, whatever you do for your rituals before you retire, please send them love and light and blessing and a miracle at this point. Okay?
Absolutely. Yep. This is one of the things yep. about this T-square that works, okay? You talked about this fixed mm-hmm. T-square in the announcement of this. And, yes, foundational shifts are going to happen to this Earth. There's no question. We've seen ever since it has gone in there, these foundational shifts, it is going to make changes. Don't fear those changes, because what it's doing at this point in time with that fixed T-square is it gives Mars in Aquarius, the masses, the actions to believe, with that Leo lioness sun saying, okay, we're going to make this happen as a group energy. We're going to put our effort into stopping these things and helping these people that are having these catastrophes. And this is really where everybody needs to hold that energy, you know, and the
Absolutely.
More the masses get together and say, okay, let's stop this with our prayers and our thoughts. Come on, Lord, let's stop this, okay? The stronger the power is, and I truly believe that. So everybody that does prayers and holds that energy, thank you so much. Let's all do it together, because that's what planetarily wise it's telling us to do with that Mars and Aquarius, to go back, to gather together as a whole, and come together as one to make this happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have a number of people on hold, and they're probably going through whatever's going on in their life, and we're here to help them. Let's do that. But before we do, I'd like to just say a small prayer. Is it okay?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Divine Creator, Lord of all that lives here, we ask to bless these people that are experiencing a terrifying fire. Please bless all that are trying to help. Please bless all that are trying to escape. Please change the winds. Please bring the rains. Please step in and know that everyone that is listening tonight is on their knees in their heart, in their way, for this catastrophe. We thank you for all your prayers, those that are listening, and we thank you, Creator, for hearing our prayers, and we know you will send a league of angels to step in, because you can. Amen.
Amen. How about we go on to the callers now and see how we can help them?
Absolutely. Ready for the first one?
Okay.
Air code 256, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, how are you doing tonight?
Great, how are y'all?
It's great to hear from you again.
Same here, same here.
Doing all right there, Kimberly.
Okay.
What's up?
So, in this, the lunar eclipse, I noticed the past 2 weeks, and my meditation stuff has been coming up for my inner child. And I just noticed that I've been in denial, and I'm embracing things and healing things from my past. And I just want to know specifically, specifically, what was this lunar eclipse about with me?
Okay. Now, I know you were born in Alabama and you live somewhere else, right?
Right, Tucker, Georgia.
That's right. Okay.
This is all going on in your eighth house of transformation and change. So it is a full transformation in your perspective and the way you look at things, in your total view. I love it that you're saying, okay, well, I'm allowing that to let go. Pluto is transiting there through your eighth house, and it is making foundational shifts as well in the process of this for the long term. So this is all about letting go and looking forward. It's all about the phoenix rising from the ashes. So your past is the ashes that you must let them go, bury them, create them into that nothingness, and to look forward, because it's all in Aquarius with the full moon and the lunar eclipse. It's all in Aquarius, and it's all about you rising forward, because the sun was in your second house of your personal values and beliefs of what is truly you and what you truly desire in life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm not surprised that it would have this huge shift about the past and bring up the past again to say, hey, you need to let this go.
Right.
It's what I see. What do you see, Aphrodite?
Well, the five planets retrograde, so everyone is going through some sort of review depending on where the planets are hitting them. But it's interesting to me, Kimberly, that you actually were having your lunar return at the time of the eclipse in Aquarius, which is all about being the unique individual that you are without the trappings of the past. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. And I can tell you something else, too. The cool thing is that you're going through your Jupiter return. Now, Jupiter only returns every 12 years. And you have a beautiful trine with transiting Neptune and Pisces in your 10th house. So because of that, embrace the spirit of forgiveness, but even more so, embrace the spirit of forgetfulness.
Okay.
Okay? And this is going to set you free in an amazing way. You know, Mars is only retrograding to the last few days of August. So this is your time to go to your higher self, which you're very, very much connected to, and rise above. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. You know, Mars is going to be trining your Mars and your Uranus and stuff after it finishes its retrograde tour. That's going to be pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. October could be pretty stellar for you, babe. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Yep. Okay. That's your goal. October should be really good. I agree with Aphrodite on that. So keep your goal of when this stuff is all going up and down, that all I got to do is make it to October. Okay?
All right. All right. Thank you both.
You're sitting pretty.
That was good.
All right.
Exactly.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
All right. Sweet night.
All right. Y'all have a good evening. Goodbye.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
All righty. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 201, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, I'm Jennifer from New Jersey.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer from New Jersey. What's shaking,
I didn't
babe?
Know. I don't know. You tell me. I don't know what to even ask you at this point, because there's so many different areas I'm interested. But I guess, what do you see for, like, romance?
Are you October 9th?
Oh, right.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I guess the right one.
I've
got a couple.
All right. I know I have a bunch of Jennifers, too. Jacqueline, I relate. I'm going to look at her.
Yeah, I'm on the 9th. Yeah.
All right. Let's
take a look. I am liking what I'm seeing here for romance. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Are you seeing someone now?
Sort of, yeah, no.
Say again?
I'm going to be. They're not in the New Jersey right now. They're away.
Well, Jupiter is sitting on your Mars in the eighth house of intimacy.
Yep.
So even though they're away, the conversations you have with this person and what you've already created,
we talk every day.
I would exalt them in your mind's eye. And Jupiter's forming this beautiful trine to Neptune retrograde in Pisces, which just means that this time is a wonderful opportunity for you to develop that sense of spiritual and mental intimacy. And
right.
The Leo planets are kissing your Jupiter. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
That's where I was going. Oh, this is so beautiful. Okay. You've got two guardian angels, one over your Mars, and then your Jupiter over this Sun right now. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, this is all about romance, if I've ever seen anything. Yes, it may have some challenges through it. Okay. Pluto is sitting on your Sun. I mean, and Pluto is sitting on your Moon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wants you to develop a friendship, to develop a little bit more of a long-term kind of thing. So what I'm going to suggest with all of this is change it up. Aphrodite was talking about where your Mars and Jupiter is right now. Change it up. Play with it. Have fun with it. Communication is crucially important right now. So things talking about romance and talking, you know, having those beautiful romantic conversations and gestures at this point in time are really going to accelerate this relationship, because this is a time where it's really going to be communicating without being in person and trusting and believing that this is going to be that relationship that you want. That's what it's all about.
Okay. So you see that when we're eventually in person, we're not going to argue, right?
Well,
I'm
that's
not
what
you're going to agree. But I think you're going to agree that you can do it as a we rather than
a
B and he. Okay,
because you
create the we,
cancer,
the he and
they
can coordinate, negotiate, and create something better. That's fine.
Because they're a Cancer, and I didn't think they went too well with Libra. We can make it work.
Well, the sun sign is not the most important thing in compatibility, though. You have to remember that. And in a personal relationship, Mars, the planet of passion, Venus, the planet of love, and the moon, which is our moods and our orientation, what we learn from our family, they matter more in the personal relationship, because most people use their sun in their career anymore. Like years ago, the sun sign compatibility mattered because the man was the provider, the woman, you know, had the children, took care of the house, took care of him. But in our time period, the sun is more expressed through our work and service, but those personality
signs about
passion and love and what we hold as our integrity, that there's mutual respect, especially with your moon and Capricorn, that's where it needs to be.
Okay. That's good.
We're counting on it.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a blessed night.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye. I love the lineup, didn't you? Whew.
Oh, yeah. Yippee. What an amazing lineup.
Yippee. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 773, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Elizabeth in Chicago.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Oh, I guess my question is, I've been having some weird health issues. On July 12th, I ended up going to the emergency room with asthma, and they found something that's on top of my right lung. They don't know what it is, and I, of course, am freaking out because I've never been hospitalized. I'm like a double Aries, and I just have gone this long without any issues. So I don't know what's going on. I think astrologically maybe it will tell us some clues.
What's your birthday?
Do you still live in Chicago?
Yes.
She's April 14th, 1966.
Yeah.
At 2 p.m. in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
With all planets retrograde, sometimes it makes it. Sorry?
I couldn't find her.
Oh, okay. So she's April 14th, 1966, at 2 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois, and she still does live there. Now, there's a lot of retrograde planets, and sometimes what they do is they can delay appropriate diagnosis, okay? Now, because Jupiter was retrograde when you were going through this process, but it's direct now, Jupiter's in Scorpio, and it magnifies everything it touches. It makes diagnosis much easier. But when you went, it was still retrograde. So that may be why you're not clear on your options. Now it's direct, so that's an important factor. We have Mercury retrograde right now, so going back and asking extra questions, seeing if you want to see a second opinion. I am going to recommend that because Mars is also retrograde, the planet of action, decision, and Mars is the surgeon's planet. So for right now, you probably need to get another opinion before you panic or put yourself into a lot of stress. I think it may just be that they missed something or they could have done a little bit more research for you, and now that door is wide open is what I'm seeing. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. I wouldn't take this so dramatically yet, okay? I do think this stems, because the South Node is there and your sixth house or your major health, I do think it stems from an old issue from the past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't fret, okay, is what I'm going to say, because I do feel that I agree with everything Aphrodite said. I do feel it's masked. I do feel that the answer isn't going to be there until the end of this month, okay? Or I shouldn't say that. Yeah, in about 3 weeks.
The end of August.
After
Mercury. Yeah, the end of August.
Yeah.
Because Mars is going to be sitting on her vertex the last few days of August in that fifth house. And and it's going to go back into Capricorn where it's exalted. So I think if you seek another opinion, even if it takes you a little while to get in there, waiting a little bit until Mars goes direct is not a bad idea. And Mercury being retrograde too. So you just want to make sure you're clear. So if you call to make an appointment and you have to wait, see that as a gift, not a detrimental situation right now. Okay?
Okay.
And what this is all about, and I'm going to go into that, because the planet, Leo planets are going through your 12th house, both Mercury and this Mercury retrograde, as well as the Sun and the North Node, are all into your 12th house. And it's all about you going back within yourself and your own beliefs and really looking within yourself deeply at your own spirituality and about your own spiritual beliefs, okay? That's what Kamara said, don't fret. Don't take this so nervously because, again, here, when all of those planets start going into your first house, and Venus is already there, and this is one of the reasons why I say, yes, you're okay for now, okay, that it has to be readdressed, and it's not something that you're going to die of overnight, so don't panic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When those start going through your first house is when I think you're going to get, again, that end of August date, everything in your chart lines up to really get the answers that you're looking for. So during this period of time, connect with yourself spiritually, okay? Because that's really what's going to take you through this a little bit better.
Wow, okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
And, you know, the interesting thing is that in your chart, because your Sun and your Mars are both in Aries, and retrograde Mercury right now is forming trines and blessing lines, and the ninth house is where your Sun and your Mars are, which is the house of God watching over you. So before you even pick up the phone, either say a prayer or ask a guardian angel to step in with you, and know however they make that appointment, however they decide to review this, you will be supported. Okay?
Oh, wow. Wow. I did that actually the last couple nights because I've been so sick, and they said it's suspicious for malignancy, and I thought, it can't be cancer. I've never smoked. It can't, you know. But I lived in a house with black mold about 4 years ago, and this is when all these problems started, and it could be mold.
Oh, boy.
So,
that's what happened
to
me. That's why I left Florida. I understand
it. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. Yes, and so if it's mold, they can easily take it out with surgery, and I'm hoping that that's all it is because nothing else makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
Is there a naturopathic?
That makes a lot of sense in what I'm seeing because, again, that South Node usually makes an issue from the past return. And so here again, you have that connection. So that higher, I wouldn't be surprised if there's something like that that you will,
okay.
you know, is going on.
Okay. Thank you.
And
so
if you
much.
Can, do you have any naturopathic physicians in your area?
I do, and I have been paying out of pocket for care for everything, and I've completely gone broke. And the CAT scan that I was supposed to be scheduled for is like it's been like a week and a half now, and I was supposed to go for an MRI for something else, and the insurance keeps denying, and this has just been going on for like a couple months now. So, you know,
I just don't know
what else to do.
Okay.
I'm like stuck. Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah.
Okay. Because Neptune's retrograde and it's opposing both Uranus and Pluto in your first house in Virgo, Venus passed over this about several days ago. And so because of that, I know all the tests are very expensive. I went through that with my former husband, so
mm-hmm.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But there can be some things that you can take that can help you if you do have mold spores in your body. If you, even if you go to one of the really good health food stores, they might be able to recommend that something that you could take just as something alternative until you can really get this reevaluated. So what you're telling me,
mm-hmm.
you're running out of funds, but you need to have your bottom line. But between now and then, I think if you employ some self-help and say, okay, I'm going to eat really clean, I'm going to start juicing a little bit, I'm going to see if I can get my immune system up to snuff a little bit, at least you'll be
mm-hmm.
proactive in your own personal preservation.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay, well, thank
you.
Yes,
you're doing something. You're an Aries. You're a doer. Okay.
I am, and it's killing me to sit here and just wait and wait and wait.
I know it. Well, keep the faith and keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Many blessings to you, dear one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Sweet night. Bye-bye. I tell you, those molds are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, they can be de-seeded, but it takes a while. Very persistent organism, because the way they grow, they don't just like duplicate binary like bacteria. They create like this huge thing where they can duplicate 8 to 10 at a time, the cells. It's crazy. But I only know that because I have a microbiology degree. Most people don't. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Hey. Great, how are you?
Doing better, yeah. Thanks for asking. Thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks, Aphrodite. I didn't know you had a... pretty good. I didn't know you had a degree, so that's really interesting.
I was also in the medical degree for 21 years. Oh, yeah, I was in the medical
school. Wow.
I did many different things, and I really enjoyed it, and then it became what it is now. So being an internal healer, I kind of had to step away at some point, which is the way it was evolving.
So... yeah, things are going better. Was really crazy. I don't know if I talked to you a couple weeks ago, but I had to fly to Toronto, and then for my friend's funeral, and then flew back real quick, and then the next week I went for a festival for celebrating the dead. So not celebrating, but honoring the dead, and that was a good experience. I met some cousins there, so. Yeah, and my dad just had his birthday on the 20th, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, where in Canada do you live now? And do you live in Edmonton?
Yes, I live in Edmonton now.
Okay. I got a new laptop for my birthday, and it's not totally up to snuff yet.
Oh.
You know,
but that's okay.
I wouldn't be surprised. That you would go to, you know, that type of ceremony with Neptune retrograde upon your Chiron, okay?
Yes.
It's all about that transition and that movement energetically wise. Again, that goes through your third house, and what that does is there's a strong communication there for you. And so I really like that. Right now you're going through that major understanding. You have a real strong connection with the universe right now is what I'm trying to say, okay? Because
absolutely,
your
yeah.
Neptune is in trine with this Neptune from the third house of communication to the 12th house of spirit, okay? And there's all this thing that's going to go on all summer long with you about information, connections to the other side that are really going to help you along your way. Again here, along with that, okay, we have that Jupiter that's coming into play and it's going to go over it. So this is so greater for your benefit. Heed the inspiration is what I'm trying to say that's going to be coming over the next few months because there's a lot of communication going on here. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. And what I like right now tonight is that Neptune is sitting on your Chiron, the healer within you, Jay. And I know how magical you are. You can send energy at a distance. And the moon, within the next couple of hours, is going to be sitting on your Saturn. And it's going to be opposing your moon. So you can send this easily, even to a distance. It doesn't matter if it's on this plane or in the heavenly realms. So I would sit there and heal the spirits that have passed and heal the spirits that are missing those that have passed and be in that balanced space because you know how to do that.
Yeah, it's just, thanks for reminding me of my purpose or one of my purposes on this, to be on this earth.
Your personal power is so amazing right now because Chiron's also sitting on your sun, transiting above us today as we're having this conversation. So you as the healer, you not only want to heal the person, you want to heal the soul. You want to bring a person's life into its ultimate radiance. So if you sit quietly with this, and you have one foot in the realm I've gone to and one foot in the realm where you live, everyone will benefit from your energies. You're amazing. You're amazing.
Well, thank you. It's just right now, I'm just getting back to trying to find myself a little bit and get into programs I want to do for next couple months that I have planned. So I'm getting my health together and things like that and going with the friends and I really agree with you regarding the healing things. I know a couple people. I'm just trying to get them off some medications that they've been on for a little bit of time, right? So, and that's just kind of disheartening to hear, but and just go and join some groups again that have spiritual like-minded people. So, yeah.
See, you give hope because of the way that you approach the universal forces. You give hope to people. But you also can give them some practical recommendations, which not everybody that's spiritual can do that. You can. And so step in with them and then send love and light to those that have gone through a loss and also send love and light to those that have passed on to enjoy their new realm, their new visage, if you will. So I think it's going to be okay, but I know you're also a very compassionate and sentient being, so I'm not going to diminish that. I appreciate your loving and your caring. And sometimes you try and bear the grief of others. And I understand that because I've been there too. But I think you're doing everything right.
Thank you. It's been quite the journey so far. But thanks much always for the wonderful, wonderful inspiration that you give for everybody else. So thank you. And
well, you're welcome.
And have fun with that new laptop of yours, eh?
I know, I'm excited. My other one was an antique.
But they're a little bit harder to run if you're running, I don't know what you're running, but, they're a little bit more difficult. I think the antiques was easier to run than the new ones, I think, okay? For the older people that were trying to, run, yeah.
The learning curve is oppressive. Yes, I agree.
I know. Yeah, it's so true. That's so true.
But it's okay. I'll learn it.
Cool.
I have the ability.
So is there anything in retrograde right now?
There's a lot in
Five
retrograde
planets.
Right now.
Five planets still?
Yeah.
Oh, last time was eight. So is Saturn still in retrograde too?
Yes.
Yes.
It's an interesting planet, I heard.
Mars is, Mercury is, Saturn is. Jupiter went out of retrograde on the 11th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we have Pluto, Neptune, Saturn, Mars, and the Moon, I mean, and Mercury all retrograde.
And Pluto.
Yep.
Pluto, too. Well.
And Pluto, of course, yeah. But it does that every summer.
So,
it doesn't scare me anymore.
Jay, you know, by birth, natally, you have Uranus conjunct your moon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I want to tell you a little bit about that so that you understand, because you're such a sensitive creature compared to most. Okay? That's a double-edged power. It's a dual sign. Okay? So remember that. It's all about not your failing, but you're just doing, because you're a perfectionist, and when you put your energy into something, you give it your all, okay? Uranus tells you whether you're going to win or not in it, so sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but it's not your fault. Uranus takes you out of it, okay, one way or the other. So don't always make it your fault like you couldn't accomplish it, okay? Sometimes it's not your mission, is my point.
Hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's true. I just find
now you're
going to
have some important epiphanies over the next couple of months, because Uranus is going to retrograde. Okay, so it's very early in Taurus. It's only 2 degrees and 32 minutes. And what it does when it retrogrades, it is going to be trining perfectly your very early Virgo moon, which is like right on the cusp of Leo and Virgo. So what's going to happen is you're going to have an epiphany, and you are going to realize that you can't be in charge, but what you are is you're like the alchemist in another way. You work with the divine forces. You can create a miracle just by your intention. And Saturn's retrograding to form a grand trine with these forces this summer. So all you've been going through right now, out of this you will find new footing. You will create a new foundation. Nice.
Very interesting. Nice. Nice wrap up. Thank you for what's coming up. And August is going to be lots of fun.
It's coming
and
up.
August
and September are
going to
be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. September is going to be very busy. Very busy. So, yeah.
Good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, sure. But, just plugging along here. And, yeah, you're right about lots of things there, as usual. Those charts don't lie.
Well, we're here to help you, and we're so glad that our gift supports your gift, because we love you very much.
We love you, too. So, anyhow, if you guys need any more sage, just give me a shout back, and I'll send you some more. So, I don't know if you used all yours up. But
great. You're a sweetheart.
Yeah,
almost. So,
you're almost out?
You sent in a phenomenal amount. Well, almost means I'm about three-quarters of the way through. You sent a phenomenal amount, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. No problem. Burn the gift. A gift you can burn.
I use it only for special things.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Only special things. It's very special sage.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, okay. Well, thanks. Thank you, ladies. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a sweet night. Sure, check in with us again. We love talking to you, babe. Okay.
Yeah, I love talking to you, too, okay?
God bless.
And have fun. Have fun.
Oh,
in Paris. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.
Amazing. People just step in because they just care. That's so sweet. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561-568. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you get a little closer to it, though?
I don't know if you're hearing me.
Not tomorrow. No kidding. I'm hearing a lot in the background.
I can hear you. Okay. I don't know how you hear me, but I can hear you. Is that okay?
I'm hearing a voice louder than yours in the background.
Oh, dear. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what it. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
I don't understand.
I don't know why we're getting interference like this. This is kind of strange.
You're not
seeing.
Step aside. I won't step aside. You're holding up the line.
So is this Jack?
No, I am not moving.
Yes.
No.
I don't know how you can hear me. If you can hear me, I would just like to know what my source is saying.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Okay. Some other radio show that's playing in the background, I can hear. I don't know how that happened, but so. And Mercury's retrograde, so I shouldn't be surprised. Okay.
I don't know
what's
happening.
You're in a beautiful grand trine, Cindy. You're in a beautiful grand trine tonight, and I really love that. And this actually happened on the lunar eclipse on the 27th. Okay? So the grand trine is encouraging you to think outside the box.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand.
And just be the unique individual that you are. Be the unique individual that you are. And go ahead, Jacqueline.
Okay. I just want to tell you that Jupiter is getting ready to pass over your Mercury. Okay.
Okay.
So some good news is coming to you here within the next week or so under this Mercury retrograde. Okay. So. What I'm seeing is find something to distract yourself while you're waiting for this, because there's transformation and change that's going on to your benefit, and it's just around the corner. Again here, you're going to get some good news within the next week or so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You're so set up from the eclipse. You're so set up for good news. You've got trines going in so many different directions. I just love the way your chart looks tonight, dear. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing.
So
that good news, and also
good.
Try to reconnect from people from your past too, at this time, because of the Mars retrograde, and the Moon sitting on it during the eclipse. So be in touch with people that you really enjoy their company, even if you just talk to them on the phone. That's okay. You don't have to necessarily be present, but to put people around that are positive, that think outside the box, that also are young at heart, like you are young at heart. Okay. I think that would be great for you right now.
Okay. I have no idea what's happening because I can't really read you your greeting. I have no idea what's happening. So I guess that I can sort of read what you're reading, and I guess I need to call that I'm not really eating. Okay? I'll have to read it again, all right? I'm going to leave it.
Great.
Right?
That's fine. That's why we recorded for you. Sure. No problem.
Okay. Okay. That's going now. Okay. I have no idea what's happening. Okay. Talk to you later. Love you guys. Bye.
God bless.
Thank you.
Right. Bye. Bye. That was weird.
Yeah, that
Mercury
was really
retrograde.
Weird.
We should have expected that, right?
Yeah, that's classic Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 305,
yeah.
You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Doing okay, how about yourself?
Well, blessed still, thank goodness, blessed still in the hotel, not working here, but I was wired. I was given funds to pay for another week, so that was wonderful. And I got plenty of food. So just called to find out what you see coming up this week, because work has not reactivated yet, and I don't know if it ever will. Or if it will, if when I move to West Palm, I don't know.
This is where I think you need to start looking at a different perspective. You know, over the next few weeks, Mercury is going to be retrograde, okay? And that's sitting right above your ascendant as it backs up. So it's heading closer to your Pluto, which means this is a time for you to really rethink the direction you're going. Rework the direction, see what you really want to do as far as the rest of your life. Holding on to that specific job, I don't necessarily know that's the ideal situation, but this is the time to reevaluate that. Again, you've got a guardian angel that's coming even closer to your sun right now, and over the next couple of weeks, it's going to pass over. It's funny, Cindy's Mercury is at 15 degrees, your sun is at 15 degrees Scorpio. Okay.
Both of
us. And that Jupiter is passing right over there. So the gift given is there. Okay. It's definitely there. It's coming at you. So really embrace this time and really find a, what do you want to do? Where do you want to start over? What do you want to do? What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think it's time to think bigger. Absolutely. Jupiter is the largest planet. It magnifies everything it touches, and it's touching your sun sign, okay, in Scorpio. And Mercury's going to be retrograde for a couple weeks. It's going to be in shadow for a couple more weeks. But Saturn is retrograding onto your Venus in Capricorn. And you've always worked. You have a good reputation. The people you have worked for is good. And so rather than settling from what falls into your lap, I think you need to basically redo your resume. And I think you should reach for the stars. I think you should reach above where you've been into something much more consistent. And tonight, Venus is even sitting, I'm sorry, during the lunar eclipse, Venus was sitting on your Saturn in Virgo. You're very good at what you do, babe. And you know what? People need to know that. And I know you try to be such a humble spirit, and I appreciate that spiritually. But as far as your earthbound skills and what you've been able to do to help out and step in, with people that they only speak one language, you're amazing. You need to give yourself a little bit more credit for what you've developed within yourself. And you need maybe like strike a little higher. Look for something better that's much more consistent. And I think
so,
that's what's going to happen is Mars is going to retrograde onto your Jupiter. It's in Aquarius now. It's retrograding onto your Jupiter the last three days of August. At that period of time, because Saturn retrograde is sitting on your Venus, you want to get, I want to say, letters from your previous employers about what a great job you did. You need to look at getting yourself something much more consistent.
So you don't see this continuing, because it seems like since the new supervisor came, he told me it was really slow. But during the call last Friday when we meet at the end of the month, the other person that goes to work up in Lauderdale, she was saying you need to send two people. And she's only had the certification like about 7 years. I've had it for about 30. So like I don't think he's going to, give me work. I wish I could do a private consultation. I really do. I'm very confused. I don't see the next step ahead. And this is like the top of the line, Aphrodite. This is, this is what I've been doing for so many years. Previous employers would have been the airlines that collapsed in 1991. I wish I were smarter.
What I feel, Diana, is that you need to use your integrity as your calling card. Let me say that again. I want you to use your integrity as your calling card. Your record is immaculate, okay? And you need to understand, there's not just about, you know, how long you've been in business, how much schooling you have and all that stuff. It's about how you have been consistent, you've showed up on time, you did what was needed, and you have a lot of integrity. And don't be afraid to let your prospective employer know this, okay? You can say it kindly, but you need to say it intensely because you can do that. Both your Mercury and your Sun are in Scorpio. You can talk softly, look them right in the eye and say, I think my track record will show you that I will step up and I will do it right. And that's exactly the truth.
Is a letter called for right now?
What I think you need to do right now is really look at what your options are. What do you want to do next? Where do you want to go?
Well, right now what I want to do is
start looking and doing research on opportunities.
Yeah. What I wanted to do is, you know, get contracted more so I could save some money and do what I want to do after that. But right now it's a matter of survival. And I don't believe that I'm being believed. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going all out with a letter. But before I write it, I thought I'd ask my star friends to see if a letter was what was called for. Very explicit.
Well, with Mercury retrograde, rewrite the letters. Mercury retrograde sometimes is good to rewrite them because, and do it so if you were your boss, or your potential boss reading it, you would be impressed. Okay?
Okay.
Mercury retrograde slows down the energy a little bit. Put a little bit of your philosophy in there, too. Excuse me. And I just think you're right on the brink of a breakthrough. And
okay.
I agree with Jacqueline so much. It's 3 weeks away, but now is the time to do the work and put it out there.
Jacqueline told me last week, and I promise this is the last question, that I might work here another week or two, but I haven't gotten any work since Tuesday right here where I am. How long do you see me staying at this place, which I could tell you it's going to be until Friday morning for sure, but after that, do you see me staying here, able to stay here until the breakthrough comes through?
If you're going to make a change about where you're living and how you're living, it's going to be after Jupiter gets into your fourth house, and that's not happening until the end of August.
Okay. So I might be able
to right
stay
now, this
here.
Is the time to create your strategy with the job. So if you do want to make a change, you're going to feel confident in your income enough to do it without the fear. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
What do you think,
Thank
Jacqueline?
Thank you for giving me all this time. Oh, okay.
Oh, I agree. I can't say anything more. You're right on the mark.
Thank you.
God bless you both, and I want to keep on listening. You do so much for so many of us, and you have wonderful listeners, and I love you all.
Thank you. We love our people. We love you, babe. Okay. I'll put you back on hold. Okay.
Bye-bye until next week.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
A lot of good changes coming up really quick. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got about 6 minutes left. You want to take one more?
Okay.
All right. Area code 303, you're on the air.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you for listening.
No problem. Okay. Here we are. Air code 770, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Who are we speaking
hi,
to?
Hi, guys. Hi, after that. Jackie, hi. This is Maddie.
Maddie.
Hello?
Hey.
How are you doing?
I know you have my information. I want to know, do you see me? I have traveling on my mind. Do you see that happening?
Let's take a look and see.
Do you still live in Georgia?
And not only that, do you see, I would like to have a something steady, a significant other, something more stable.
Where do you live now? Do you still live in Georgia?
I do, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look at you against the eclipse to see what's changing.
Okay.
Well, love is changing is what she's going to find.
Honey?
Oh, yeah.
Love is changing is what she's looking at right now.
There's a lot of chaos.
Yeah, Venus is just coming into orb of your Jupiter, first of all. Okay?
Venus is coming to my Jupiter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This eclipse was from your first house to your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships.
Oh.
So there's a transformation in love. You wanted to talk about traveling, and guess what? I'm going to talk about love. Okay?
Okay.
Look how it's coming at you.
I love it.
You're looking at finding that best friend. Okay, because that's what it's all about for you. You want that best friend. You want that simpatico, kind of flow, friendship, love, all one thing all together. That's what you're looking for.
That's exactly what I've been feeling. I've been feeling, and I feel like I'm coming out of cocoon. I'm just like, oops, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, you're out now. You just popped out with this eclipse, okay? So the door is open. Look around, especially for, what we have is that Venus in your third house. So look in your local neighborhood is what I'm trying to say. Find events or things that you want to do outside with groups that is in your local neighborhood, and you'll find love. What do you think after that?
I love it.
I agree, but because both Mars and Saturn are retrograde, it could be someone from your past, or it could be someone that reminds you of someone from your past that was very endearing.
Well, someone that, could it be someone that I already know?
Yes.
Yeah, someone from the past, yeah, that would be someone I already know from my past, yeah.
And maybe the rules have changed, the circumstances have changed, but because of Mars being retrograde, which is a man, and Saturn, which is a long-term relationship in Capricorn, right on top of your Mars right now, I'm really thinking it's somebody that you've either known, you've done business with, you know them from somewhere, even if you haven't been together with that person. And as Jacqueline pointed out so aptly, Venus is moving on top of your Jupiter in your third house. So they're close. It's not like you're going to be dealing with somebody that was in California or Canada, okay?
Yeah,
it's going to be accessible. Yep.
Oh, thank
and
you.
That's really what you want. You're welcome.
Thank you. I think I might know just who that is, too. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And a Leo sun's getting ready to move over your Pluto over the next 2 weeks. Get your butt out there, girlfriend. Get your butt out there. Okay.
I'm getting ready. I'm dressed and nine to get out. Yes.
All right.
I love it.
Go out there
and
take no prisoners.
Pluto over my Leo, you say? Pluto is in, I think Pluto is in my natal chart. Pluto is in my first house, right? And Leo.
Yes.
Yes.
And the sun's at 4:45
right
now. Pluto's at 9. It's right on top of you.
Okay.
It's right on top of you.
Okay. So that's why I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling.
Take back your personal power. Do the dress up. Do a lot of flirting. Don't be a wallflower by any stretch of the imagination, girlfriend.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I won't. No, I will not. I flirt, and it's going to be fine.
Good.
Well, keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, ladies.
Many
I will.
To
I
you.
Definitely will. I'll call back and let you know, definitely.
Get their birth time,
right.
Place, and date.
I want that.
So what, Jacqueline?
Get their birth time, place, and date. Call us back.
I will. I definitely will. Okay. Y'all have a great evening.
Good night.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, we have a couple more people that are on hold. Maybe we should just give them our phone number so they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to have this show for you. And we'll be back here next Sunday night. So give us a ring back. If you have an extra question, whatever you need, Jack and I are here to serve you. Have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.